We're talking The Punisher, Godless, Orange is the New Black, and Daisy Ridley. We've got your Netflix news coming up after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
The animals trapped.
Yes!
Trap, trap, the cages full.
Guys, we need to see... Oh my god, I love this song so much. If you don't recognize this, this is the theme song to Orange is the New Black. Okay, now I have to toss it. No, guys, stay like that. Stay like that. I have to.
Buddy, okay.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. You are watching Netflix News, where we talk about all things Netflix related. I am one of your hosts, Amy Cassandra. You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, all social media at Amy Cassandra TV. I am filling in. Well, no, not really. I'm not filling in, but I'm sitting in Rick's spot. He's not here tonight, but I do have my other two amazing co-hosts. Now I want to show you guys what they're doing, because that's amazing. In 3, 2, 1.
Oh, hi there.
Hi.
Welcome to the Netflix News Show. My name's Ashley Chaney.
I'm Steve Kaufman. Find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That's K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N.
Do you want to know where to find me?
Probably,
on the internet?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Find me at Ashley on camera, and maybe there'll be more of these.
Do it.
Awesome turns.
That was amazing. They were practicing
harnessing Ron Burgundy.
Yeah. I like that you guys were practicing it right before, and I saw it, and I was like, no, more people need to experience that. All of us together. Okay,
we're working on it.
I mean, we have a lot of news to talk about. We've seen a lot of things on Netflix, and I know I wasn't here last week, so I'm glad to be back.
I also wasn't here last week.
That's right.
I'm glad you're back. I'm glad I'm not sick.
Yeah.
I was sick, everybody. It sucked.
Yeah.
Amy, were you doing something fun last week? Where were you?
I was doing something fun. I was at the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
Oh.
Back to the Future, guys. It was awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. There was a DeLorean. Didn't get to go inside it or drive it. People asked me those questions, but I took a picture in front of it. And I was like, this is awesome.
That is awesome.
It was pretty nifty and swell.
Good use of the vernacular of the time.
I tried. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Well done.
So, yeah, we have a lot of stuff to get to. So we're going to start with The Punisher. Okay, it is out. People are watching it. There are mixed reviews, but I saw the first episode. Frank Castle is back. Have you guys seen it? What are your thoughts?
I'm
thinking Steve has.
I have not.
You
actually.
Haven't?
This,
shocking.
It was, I had a pretty busy Friday, but midnight Thursday, it was between Jim and Andy and starting The Punisher. And I watched Jim and Andy.
Yeah.
And for those who follow wrestling like I do know, it's been a very big weekend for wrestling. It's also a pretty big weekend for football. I spent all day today just catching up on those things.
Oh, so wow.
I haven't had time to jump into The Punisher. I also haven't seen Justice League yet.
It was also a pretty big weekend for Steve personally because he's basically about to be really famous. Do you want to tell us why?
No.
It's a big secret. Well,
no, because I want to trick my parents who also watch that show.
Oh, okay. Well, it's...
Stay tuned. Yeah, well, I'm wondering where will
I'll
this news
it.
Be... Okay.
So I'll tweet
make sure
it when
to
it's,
follow him.
He's it'll gonna, be episode 11 of a television show. I'll tweet it when it's more official.
Basically sitting next to a celeb.
Oh, my
sure.
God. Wow. And it all started here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, The Punisher's out. We are doing an after show for that. It is going on right now. But you can watch us right now and then go watch it after us. Because you love us. So
yeah,
please
don't
stay
us.
With us, please. But yeah, I'm really excited because, like I said, there are mixed reviews. But hey... There's a lot of stuff going on with Marvel. I am wearing my little Avengers pin. You can't see it, but go Avengers.
I would like to point out, without having only seen the trailer and knowing that knowing all these creators, I think this will likely be a huge step up from what Defenders or Iron Fist were.
What do you mean?
I think what hindered those things was their need to really stick true to this giant universe where we set up all these characters. And like the things that really irked me about that entire series were what didn't irk me about all the other series that came before them, like Daredevil, where it was just like, no, we're just going to follow Daredevil. Or Luke Cage, where it was like, no, we're just going to follow Luke Cage. And like nothing felt shoehorned, nothing needed to be shoehorned. I think Punisher is going to be a throwback to those earlier seasons of Marvel Netflix shows.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no, he's the Punisher.
Yeah.
It's going to happen probably bottled outside of the Defenders and Iron Fist and the hand and the foot and the fist and the toe.
Yes.
And
oh
whatever
my God.
Else the major world ending, but not universe ending, because then the Avengers would get involved, villains.
Yeah.
And you just get into a dude who's just like, you're doing wrong. Now you dead.
Yeah.
I like the Punisher.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I'm excited for more people to watch. And of course, if you guys watch it, comment down below. Mm-hmm. If you're watching us live, join us in the chat. If you're not watching us live, give us a thumbs up. Comment, do all of that.
Have we got some people in the chat now?
I know.
Steve's like, on the chat. Steve's checking in on the chat.
Nothing worth mentioning.
Steve
nothing
worth on mentioning. The job.
Okay. Actually, Olivia Vandebo wants to know, what is this supposed to be? LOL. This is a new show about Netflix.
Guys,
everything, all Netflix news things about news. Netflix. Yeah. That's
so
what it is.
So talking The Netflix Punisher is on Netflix.
And now I don't have to reply.
There we
although
go.
I do have the little blue wrench next to my name. It's pretty impressive.
That is impressive. Are you going to be watching then The Punisher tonight to catch up? We get done a little late.
Not totally sure because it didn't really, really, really hook me.
All right.
But yeah, I know. But we'll see. Maybe. Who knows?
Okay.
Next, we got to talk about Godless. So we will not be here next Sunday. So do not wait up for us. We will just be recovering from our food comas.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Definitely.
But we will be back on the 3rd of December. What in the world?
Oh, yeah. We're in December. That's happening.
That's crazy.
Take it in.
And we will have a special guest.
A special guest. Who's our special guest?
Trin Christensen. And then, of course, Rick will be back. So he's also our special
Trin Christensen person. Is mm-hmm. from what show? What she's from?
Godless.
Trin Christensen mm-hmm. from Godless.
Mm-hmm. We'll be here.
Yes.
In real life.
Like IRL right here mm-hmm. with us to mm-hmm. talk about the show, which... Let's talk about Godless.
Well, okay, so I saw part of the trailer, and it looks really interesting. It's a Western.
A Western. So, what do you know about Godless?
Not very much.
Yeah, we will be watching the trailer to that with, like, once we, you know, come back on the 3rd. So we will save all of that awesomeness in our reactions for that day.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely wanted to let you guys know that we will not be here next week. Do not wait for us. So just remember that. Okay, next... We got to talk about Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, well, okay.
Not so much Orange is the New Black, eh? Mm-hmm. It's kind of more I know, there's a little bit of Canada in me. Everybody relax.
You go.
Yeah, okay. Well, Orange is the New Black creator, Jenji Cohen.
Jenji Cohen, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who is some people's Oprah.
Oh my God. Potentially could be my creative Oprah. I love her. I've loved her since Weeds. Do you guys remember? Of course, everybody remembers Weeds.
I remember Weeds. I didn't see Weeds.
Oh, so good. Totally binge-worthy series. Also on Netflix right now, if you're into that and want to catch up on your Jenji before she starts putting all kinds of content out on Netflix. Mm-hmm. As the news broke this week, she has signed a multi-year deal with Netflix, so she's following in the same suit as Shonda Rhimes.
Oh my God.
So Netflix, I think, is just about to like explode with crazy awesome content. I love all things Jenji, so obviously Orange is the New Black, mm-hmm. Weeds, and she's executive producer on like bazillions of things that you don't even know she produces, and I'll pull some up to actually...
Including Glow.
Including Glow, yeah.
She gets her hand on
Glow.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I think I've mentioned it before on the show, so I'll try to take another tack to it. That as someone who's following this news closely to do this show, specifically the news that goes down with Netflix and all mm-hmm. their acquisitions, the story kind of writes itself, which is Hollywood has a hot property. Everybody wants it. Netflix outbids everybody, not just on price, but on creative freedom to the creator. We will pay more than any other studio will pay. We'll also let you make it exactly how you want to make it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's like consistently been the last 10 stories we've heard about these acquisitions and these all around deals that are just, we've run our metrics and shows with you and stars, shows with you as the creator or the producer or the writer, plus this kind of star and this director and this tone and this genre will do well enough that we can offer you this much money.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, they like you said, those Jenji and obviously Shonda, they come with an entire fan base. I mean, I would watch anything that they make.
I know.
So I'm very excited to see what they come up with. And it just sort of continues along Netflix's trend of original programming like nobody's business. So I think within, you know, obviously 2 years from now, we're going to be seeing some awesome stuff new from Miss Jenji and Shonda.
I think they're definitely trying to just... not be caught, because there are,
what do you mean,
because the big players in this world content wise before they ever got involved would have been like NBC Universal and Disney,
mm-hmm.
Disney has enough content, and they're trying to pull it off of Netflix to start their own thing, that they actually might contend. Whereas Netflix is, and I think that's partially why Netflix is trying to do the original content run so early, because places like NBC Universal and CBS either haven't yet or aren't on par enough to build enough of a library, enough of a VOD library similar to Netflix that they can actually, they'll just wind up on Netflix. And Netflix is trying to become a place where original content goes. There's also Hulu and Amazon.
I was going to say, well, and HBO.
But I think HBO's model still works because people still pay for cable specific. People still pay for HBO. So they're still paying HBO directly. And then they've been using a pivot for a good 8 years to pivot into the HBO Now.
Yeah, because they have streaming services still. It's just their programming on, which can be, you know, obviously on any place that you can stream, Hulu or Amazon or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember like 4 or 5 years ago, it might have been the head of ESPN, but I think it was misquoted a couple times as the head of HBO saying, yeah, give people your password. Like,
we do.
I think he was talking about ESPN Go, but I wouldn't be shocked if there was an internal thought when it was just HBO Go. We don't care how many users are on the HBO Go.
Well, now why? Why wouldn't they care?
Find out how awesome it is. So when we come out with HBO Now...
Okay.
When we come out with HBO Now and we do clamp down on usernames because now we have a paywall, people will remember how awesome it was, how it never crashed, how it had all the titles, how it worked on every device, and how you would much rather do that than actually pay Time Warner Cable or Comcast.
I'm currently... sharing some HBO with some friends.
Sharing.
it
makes me think of how long we can go with sharing, you know, because people move, but obviously distance doesn't have a deal with it at all. Like I'm not going to get into too much detail, but you know, like how long can we continue sharing? Because we're going to milk it, of course.
Well, I don't know how big a problem it is. I would also argue that password sharing in this regard isn't as big a problem as actual piracy.
Okay. You're right there.
Like actual pirates. No, actual they actually yield AK-47s. It's more like But like a Punisher level.
No.
Artillery, real life pirates. But like internet piracy, content piracy, media piracy, I think, would be a bigger concern to a company like Netflix or Disney.
Well, let's call them up and see what they say.
That is a huge concern. I actually have friends who've done that job for Disney, which was to specifically go on the street, find the DVD, find the bootleg DVD, and then find the trace of the file on the bootleg DVD so they can trace it back to how the file got leaked.
Wow, this must have been a long time ago. Cause like,
yeah, nobody's buying DVDs on the street anymore. But like this was a long enough time ago that they were.
I used to buy DVDs on the street in New York.
Really?
For sure, 100%. That's how I got the Boys to Men CD.
I know that.
Wow.
It was always a joke of mine on the subway in Philadelphia when I was really young, when the guy would be like, CDs, DVDs, CDs. Yeah, yeah. I would always name a title that I knew they wouldn't have. Yeah. I was like, yo, you got Battle Shaker Heights? It's in limited edition right now.
And what would they do?
It was Project Green. They would dig through the bag as if they had it.
Oh.
Like, it was on Project Greenlight. Shia LaBeouf, come on. Battle Shaker Heights? Come on.
While trying to sell you other things. No, man, but we got
no,
this.
Man, I got white t-shirts, though. I got these socks. You need socks?
I love it.
The guy on the train, he's hustling.
Oh, yeah. Hustling, I mean, hard. You know who else is hustling?
Here we go.
No, that worked.
Here we go. Yes.
Okay.
Get there.
Daisy Ridley.
She... Who's that girl?
What? We've seen her in Star Wars. We've seen her most recently in Murder. On the Orient Express.
Haven't seen that yet.
Oh,
so can't wait to get there.
So good.
I'm dying. That's my Thanksgiving movie. That's what I'll be seeing.
Well, she's not going anywhere because, Steve, do you want to share the news?
Absolutely. She is in, I should have had the article ready. I did not. But she is actually in a project. She's attached to a project that Josh Gad is also attached to, I believe, just as a producer. That's a superhero film that Netflix has, as per the narrative, outbid a bunch of other companies, and it's the co-writers of Moana. The two folks who wrote Moana, also with Josh Gad, and Daisy Ridley is the lead. I believe the title is Supernormal?
I think it is Supernormal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm looking... Yeah. Super-Normal.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm excited, because honestly, I love... I love Daisy Ridley. And I'm also very proud of Netflix outbidding Disney.
Yeah, well, and they're taking some very hot Disney players, both Josh and Daisy Ridley.
And that is the part I miss, that they outbid Disney.
Yeah.
Which is how crazy. Pretty huge, actually, because Disney
owns everything and everyone.
And yeah. Even 2 years ago, mm-hmm. I could see Netflix getting their hat in the ring for a project like this and could be outbid by Disney, or could be outbid by Netflix, but people would still go with Disney because it's Disney. Whereas now...
Netflix has major clout.
Netflix has enough... Yeah. Hypothetically, they're obviously not going to disclose numbers, but hypothetically, let's say the offers were similar and or the same, and they chose to go with Netflix. That's huge for Netflix.
I know.
That a creator, a producer would choose, no, I'd much rather be on Netflix, as the Will Smith movie that we're all excited about, Bright. Like a big tentpole.
Yeah.
Like, because I could see this being a big tentpole film, like one of the four a year that you would that would otherwise be in theaters for any other production. But because they're on Netflix, no theaters, straight to Netflix. We're going to advertise the hell out of it for 8 months.
Yeah,
we're going to have
sure.
supplementary content. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to make them do a world tour for press, but there won't be a theatrical release.
I know, and that's Bright's coming next month.
Yes.
Which that's I know you right guys on. Are really excited about, but I am super dubious about...
Why?
I get excited about tentpole movies. Yeah. So, like, Justice League, if you just completely... Normally, I'm not actually excited for Justice League. I am excited for a tentpole film this time of year. Like,
sure.
So when something like Thor comes along and it's a tentpole film and it's amazing, it's like, yes, Thor. Whereas Justice League, I'm very excited for Justice League because it's Justice League. I'm actually probably going to hate it. Probably going to find multiple reasons to hate it.
I will let you decide that on your own.
Fair
I will
enough.
Not...
Looking up
give
to
you
see
my input
when Bright is coming.
I've been telling people.
Yeah,
I've been telling people for a long time that the one thing DC got me really upset about is that Wonder Woman was good. Because if Wonder Woman wasn't good, we could have just scrapped the whole thing. We're like, oh cool, DC. There's not been a good DC movie yet. Justice League will be bad, and then they can blow up the whole thing, start over.
I mean, Ashley and I are kind of doing the same.
Did we like Suicide Squad? Like,
no, I cannot. I cannot say that I was down with Suicide Squad. Great costumes.
Okay, we're gonna move on from DC.
What's
because,
going on in our chat? We got anything exciting on the chat in here?
Oh, not particularly. They want to know our names. It's okay. Steve, Ashley, and Amy.
Hi, I'm Amy.
We all awkwardly wave. I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm not Steve. No, but I do want to talk about everything we've been watching. On Netflix,
okay.
And then also stuff coming to your Netflix screen soon, to you. Okay, Jim and Andy. Okay, I was looking for something to watch on Netflix.
And we're going no spoilers here, right?
No
Everybody
spoilers.
Everybody watching, this is no spoilers.
No spoilers.
Okay.
But you do need to know that Jim and Andy is called... Well, yeah, it's just...
It's
okay,
Jim and Andy, The Great Beyond, with a contractually obligated mention of Tony Clifton. It's the full title.
You will find it, though, because I think it was in the new releases or something.
Like featured spot.
Yeah, for sure.
So Jim is Jim Carrey, and Andy's Andy Kaufman. Not related to you, I don't think.
I never said that.
Ooh. I told you guys he's a celebrity.
God.
You don't even know.
Oh, my God. Okay,
so sitting next to royalty.
I'm going to read what it says. I'm not going to spoil anything. So using 100 hours of footage from the set of Man on the Moon, filmmaker Chris Smith documents Jim Carrey's transformation, boy was it, into legendary performance artist and comedian Andy Kaufman. It was released on the 17th, which was Friday. And guys.
I'm really stoked on that.
So,
I'm excited.
Like, I didn't. Andy Kaufman, by the way, was in Taxi. That's how I know him from. He's the really interesting.
Smutka, the
yeah,
farm man,
yeah,
the unibrow, the like he. It was
his
a,
hair
it was,
too,
and it was like, a character. It was a character he developed for a very long time on stage. And this documentary also showed a lot of footage. And I've seen a couple different documentaries about Andy Kaufman, and this documentary showed a lot of footage I'd never actually seen before, like very early footage, because they talk a lot about Bob Zemuda. Bob Zemuda, it was his manager, is still with us. And, like, they had a lot of early stuff that I was like, I kind of seen a lot of this on this subject, and I've not seen this footage before.
I mean, and I was going to say that you don't have to be a huge fan of Andy's to enjoy this film. You also do not have to be that big of a fan of Jim Carrey. It's more about the story of an actor, mm-hmm. Jim Carrey, really delving into a character, like into someone that was so different.
Complex, yeah.
Yeah,
and I think so we've kind of, Jim Carrey has obviously been a lot in the news lately because if people are calling him, saying that he's like gone crazy, which...
Yeah.
I have a totally different take on, I don't think he's gone crazy at all. I think he's just really been focusing on, like, enlightenment, if you will.
Yeah.
And so I think, I wonder, without having seen Jim and Andy yet, which I plan to, I wonder if we get to kind of get a peek behind the curtain of sort of how his mind works.
We really do. And
oh,
it's,
God, yeah.
And it's actually, to best describe it, it's a documentary about Jim's career, Andy's career, and it's also could be described as the meaning of life as told through Jim Carrey's career.
Ooh, the
but specifically guised through his experience playing Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. I mean, even like the last 15 minutes, 20 minutes of it, I was so into it that I almost like started bawling my eyes out, but I was like, no, hold on, I need to keep watching this.
Really, don't want to distort my vision.
Yeah, it was really powerful. You guys have to watch it. Like, I hope we piqued your interest, because really it's worth a watch.
Yeah.
I've also been watching older shows. Gossip Girl. Yeah. Never made it through, so I've been watching that. And Riverdale, I'm still on season one, but that's still on there. What else are you guys watching?
Riverdale is definitely on my queue.
Riverdale? So my friend was just in an episode of Riverdale. Like, maybe we can have him on.
Oh, my God.
Gianni, I'm looking at you, kid.
Here's looking at you.
So I did it. I caught up on Stranger Things. Got it all in.
And you're still here.
And I'm still
in
here.
In one piece.
And there wasn't...
It's good.
I, like, specifically kept all my lights on, didn't watch it at night, because, you know...
Yes.
I get freaked out, and I don't care what you have to say about it. So I finished Stranger Things, and if you remember from the last episode, I wasn't here last week because I was sick, but the week before that, I accepted a challenge, which was the How I Met Your Mother challenge.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Challenge accepted. Challenge failed. Because, wow, there's a lot of episodes. There was a lot. It was nine seasons.
Yes.
Yeah. And many episodes, but it was great too. I think I made it up to I made it through season three. And I think I just started on four, and I was like, I can't do it. I was really bummed. And I was in the live chat last week, talking with Rick. So I'm like, don't give any spoilers, because I still haven't seen. I actually have seen the very last episode, but there's juice along the way.
Oh, and, then, like, and then there's a whole season. The whole final season takes place in what, in their time, is, like, literally a weekend.
Yeah.
To anyone who's familiar with the concept, you're not spoiling anything. And, like, I don't know, things that I noticed because I watched the show in real time that mm-hmm. I think a lot of people forgive when they binge are similar to the fact that in that ninth season, it was very clear that Jason Segel was a movie star.
Really?
And it was very clear that, like, more than half of the ninth season was shot specifically for him to not have to be in the room with anybody else. Because they needed to literally just shoot it when they can get Jason Segel.
Sure.
Was that when he was working on The Muppets?
Like, that would have been that would have been like 2 years after The Muppets, but he was still working on a bunch of... Like,
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, no.
No, it was way...
That was a good movie.
This was... Because season eight would have been... Don't quote. I think season seven would have been when The Muppets came out. Okay. And when The Muppets came out was when he became, even just as a producer or a potential movie star, became a hot commodity. And as a hot commodity, you're really hard to keep on television, especially like a scripted show like that really requires, like, that's a 5-6 day a week commitment.
Totally. Also, Allison Hannigan was pregnant.
Yes.
Towards the end there. So it's probably hard to get both of them in a scene together.
There are actually a lot of funny stills
of her being pregnant.
They're actually
putting stuff in front of her.
That, like, they put stuff in front of her. They had her wear a bag, and then there was at one point there was a funny cutaway where they had an eating competition where she just ate, like, according to the cutaway, like, she ate like 1,000 wings, and they had her just stand up and be pregnant. It was really cute.
That's cute. Aww,
I love her.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Very, very cute. What else am I watching on Netflix? See, Steve has his Netflix landing page up, and I've always been so interested in how it's totally, you know,
personalized.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you are such a nerd. Look at all the stuff on your queue.
What can we see?
I'm seeing Big Mouth, Deray Davis, Mindhunter, Punisher. Mine's all like Christmas movies right now. Yeah,
already?
That's happening too. Yeah. I should also mention that I've been really diving into a lot of these. It's not even Hallmark. It's Mar Vista Entertainment. It's like these just real bad films.
That's all you need.
It is what I need. In fact, there's one called Christmas Kiss, and this is actually kind of, it was interesting. Probably most people would not select this movie, but I did. And I'm watching it. I'm like, gosh, one of the male leads looks so familiar. And he was remember in Mean Girls, the guy that Lindsay Lohan asks, that she loves, like, what I think his name's Aaron in the movie or whatever.
Aaron Samuel.
Yeah. Okay. Aaron Samuel's in this movie, all grown up. So if you're a big Mean Girls fan, if you're a big Mean Girls fan, go ahead and watch A Christmas Kiss. Yeah, thank me later.
Did you stick onto A Christmas Kiss too?
Oh, excuse me. It's actually A Christmas Kiss too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Oh. I think you're talking about A Christmas Kiss.
Okay,
and
no,
then you're just trying to get them hooked early and then move them. You just watched
There's a sequel. Kiss too.
Yeah. So it was
You
the
must
sequel.
Have lost so much context.
Oh boy. I think it was all there.
Came out in 2014.
It's
no way. Oh, Jonathan Bennett. That's who it is.
Aaron Samuels.
Yeah.
All grown up.
I will first recommend something I saw the trailer for. I have not seen yet, but it looks very good. It's a documentary called One of Us.
Oh, okay, right.
And it is about...
I've heard of that.
It is about trying to get out of the Hasidic Jewish community.
Mm.
And how it's like... It's perceived as next to impossible because they're such a very close-knit community.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And like it's similar to, well, there have been a lot of documentaries about Amish people going through Rumspringa. It looks very similar to the idea of someone, like a fish out of water, but also a level of social exile. And like, it looks very good. I have not seen it. That is my recommendation of something I have not seen. Something I have seen that I'm recommending to you, a TV series called 3%. It is a Brazilian TV series.
Oh.
So good.
Subtitled?
It is subtitled, okay. Yes. Also, right. I dove into it just randomly, and I'm ashamed to admit. And I just dove into it and I was reading the subtitles and I was like, this is really good. And it's, imagine the Hunger Games, but everyone goes, imagine that the world you live in is kind of a hovel, but the 3% of the population gets to go off to an island that's perfect.
Yeah, where everybody's got those big butts and skinny waists and they all wear the high cut bathing suits.
All the things.
Okay.
It's just perfect. There's perfection. You've seen pictures. You've been convinced that it's perfect.
Okay.
And then if the perfect people get to go to the 3%, which is perfect, the island of the 3%, which is perfect, they then get to create innovations that make your world not as terrible as it is.
But where's the Hunger Games? Is anybody killing
anybody?
Oh,
no. When
you want that.
Don't quote me on the age, but when you turn a certain age,
uh-oh,
you have to go through what's called the process.
Oh, what's the process?
The process is...
No spoilers, though.
No. The process is a way... This is all pretty early in the first episode. The process is a way they determine who is worthy of being the 3%. So every kid in that world goes through the process. Most of them don't make it past like one interview of the process, but there are like five stages to the process.
Do they die if they don't make it through?
They don't die. They just go back to their regular world.
I'm just on Hunger Games.
Imagine similar to the Hunger Games, but everybody has to go through a similar type of authoritarian place-putting, if you will. No, you showed up, we interviewed you, you were not worthy, please leave and go back to your terrible life. You were one question away from making it to the next stage and possibly making it to paradise.
Ah, well.
That's awful, but that sounds amazing.
I love this show. It was so good. And like, and what I was about to say is I'm kind of embarrassed to admit that I watched three episodes, and it wasn't until I was in a room with my brother, who lives in China. I was home in January when I was watching this show, and I was like, oh, I'm watching this cool thing. It's called 3%. They're speaking Spanish, so there's subtitles.
It's not Spanish. It's Portuguese.
He didn't catch it for like 30 minutes either. He was like, this is a really French sounding Spanish, Steve.
Oh, wow.
And like, because part of me, like, I like the idea of diving into something on Netflix without really... Other than, like, I'm going to watch the pilot. If it hooks me, I keep going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, it hooked me so hard that, like, they were speaking Portuguese. I thought they were speaking Spanish, and I didn't care. I just liked the show. So 3%, guys.
3%.
3%. Also it's Portuguese.
Two characters. It's two characters. It's really easy to search for.
Right.
Holy moly. Well,
there you have it. Tell us what you're watching. Yeah. Tell us what we should be watching. If we didn't say something that you are watching that we need to be watching, please let us know.
Yeah. And as always, we're going to leave in the description box down below everything that's coming out this week. So there's a lot of good stuff and a lot of silly things in there, too. I'm not going to give
it. Are there some more Christmas movies on the way?
So many Christmas movies.
Just in case some of us are tapped out on Hallmark movies.
Well, not any that we have posted.
Okay.
But My Little Pony is actually going to be coming out. But
what
yeah, I mean,
could
there's
we ask for?
Right? There's plenty of Christmas movies for there sure are. That are not Hallmarky.
I
feel.
Know. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Speaking of Jim Carrey, that's Jim Carrey, right?
Yeah.
That's on my queue.
Is A Christmas Prince? It looks like a Netflix original. 2017. This looked right up your alley.
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen it.
It's a Christmas Prince.
Is he a prince?
He's a prince.
Oh yes.
He's a prince.
That's also going down.
That's all
down.
We need to know. A Christmas Prince.
Oh, who's getting
2017.
God.
It's on Netflix.
I also hope now that your queue is Christmas bombed because you just looked for a Christmas
I have to watch
movie.
Something.
Because you like the la.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve. Not sorry.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. If you guys want to just tell everyone where they can find you and stalk you and see all your recommendations.
We're going to tag out.
Oh, there we go.
Do it.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That's KaufManN if you're following wrestling and specifically Survivor Series. I will be probably in this very room in a couple hours covering Survivor Series. I also do a lot of shows here at After Buzz TV. Tweet about them regularly. You can also go to thesoberyear.com. That's a vlog I'm doing about sobriety.
Holy crap, how long do I have to stand like this for you to get through your handle stuff?
Sorry.
Jeez. Hey, everybody, if you want to see me straight on or from the side, find me online. I'm at Ashley on Camera, and I love to talk, so let's do it there. Ashley on Camera. I'll see you there.
Again, thank you so much for watching. We will not be here next week. Just as a reminder, we will be here again on the 3rd of December. And thank you again so much for watching. I'm Amy Cassandra. You guys can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra TV. We will see you next time.
Happy
Bye.
Thanksgiving!
Yes!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.